Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie, hello.
And it is story time for this article.
Yep.
We're actually going to be reading a story called Wonder by R.J. Palacio.
Wonder 这个字本身是奇迹的意思。那这本书的书名叫做 Wonder, 中文译作奇迹男孩。So Tiffany, will you tell us what the story is about?
Well, I don't really know the full story yet, but so far what I've learned is that this story is about a boy who has a kind of sickness. He's really sick, so it makes him look different than other people.
所以故事里的男孩呢跟其他人长得不太一样，在学校呢也因此遇上了一些困难。Is this a true story?
Well, it's not a true story, but it definitely teaches us something very important because there's a lot of people maybe like that around us.
Yeah, and every person looks different. That's why every one of us is unique.
That's right. So let's read this story together.
Okay.
Wonder. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go! August Augie Pullman is not a regular kid.He has a medical condition. Because of this, he looks different from everyone else. His ears are very small.The sides of his eyes point down. Augie doesn't go to regular school. His mom teaches him all of his lessons at home.This is going to change, though. Augie is starting the fifth grade at Beecher Prep. He is nervous about going to school with other kids.On Augie's first day, the school director, Mr. Tushman, welcomes him. He introduces Augie to three other kids.Jack, Jillian, and Charlotte. Jillian gives Augie a dirty look. Luckily, Jack and Charlotte are friendlier.
Regular, regular. Today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday. Today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday. Lesson, lesson. In today's history lesson,We learned about the Hundred Years' War. In today's history lesson, we learned about the Hundred Years' War. Grade, grade. This year, I'm going into the third grade at school. This year, I'm going into the third grade at school. Friendly, friendly. George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot. George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot.
Okay, so the story first starts off with August. Augie Pullman is not a regular kid. Now we can see here his name Augie is in quotation marks. That's just basically his nickname or the name that he is also known for.
这个孩子的名字呢叫做 August， 那他的小名叫做 Augie， 那他是一个跟别人不同的孩子。
Right, so when he's not like a regular kid.
He's not.
This is also our word power word. Let's first learn what it means, or how we spell it first. It's spelled R-E-G-U-L-A-R, regular. Regular here is an adjective, and in the article, it means something that is normal or usual. So it can mean something that also happens again and again, or something that happens at the same time or in a similar way. So it's just another way to say normal or something that is very typical.For example, a regular checkup at the doctor's means that you go to the doctor's office maybe 4 times a week. It happens again and again. So that is a regular checkup. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence for today. It says, today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday. Today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday.
Regular 这个形容词呢代表的是一般的正常的。那例句说呢今天学校正常上课没有休假。那另外 regular 可以当作规律的来解释哦。如果呢一件事情发生的状况是 on a regular basis, 那就是代表这件事定期发生。So for example, in my company, we have meetings on a regular basis. 在我的公司里面呢我们会定期开会。So, Tiffany, why is the boy not a regular kid?
Let's find out. The story says he has a medical condition. Okay, that's why he is not normal or like the other normal kids. Now, when you have a medical condition, it means that you have a disease, you're really, really sick, or maybe you're injured. So, for example, Alzheimer's, which is when people get older, they forget things.
Alzheimer's.
That is a medical condition, cancer.
癌症.
Or the flu can also be a type of medical condition if it's very, very serious. And even allergies as well.
所以像是流感啦或是过敏这些都可以算是 medical conditions 那 August 也就是 Augie 这个小朋友呢跟别的孩子不同是因为他生病了 medical 我们说是医疗的医学上的那 condition 是状况症状一个人如果有所谓的 medical condition 代表他生病了、
Alright, so next in the article it saysBecause of this, he looks different from everyone else.
也因为如此呢，他看起来跟别人不同。
His ears are very small, and the sides of his eyes point down. Now, when you point down, it means that something kind of looks downwards.
所以他的耳朵呢很小，然后眼睛的两侧是 point down, 往下垂的。
Alright, so next in the story it says, Augie doesn't go to regular school,His mom teaches him all of his lessons at home.
文章这里提到呢 ,Augie 并没有去一般的学校上课。他的妈妈在家教他所有的 lessons, 课程。
That's right. And lesson here is another word power word. It's spelled L-E-S-S-O-N, lesson.Lesson here is a noun, and it's an activity where you do, or what you do to learn something. So every day you go to school and you have lessons. Now they can be different subjects like English, science, social studies, and math. We all have lessons at school. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, in today's history lesson, we learned about the Hundred Years' War. In today's history lesson, we learned about the Hundred Years' War.
Lesson 就是我们学校学的课程。那例句说到呢，今天的历史课我们学了关于英法百年战争的事。Sometimes we say, I've learned the lesson. What does it mean?
It means that, for example, you did something wrong,、mm-hmm. and then someone tells you, this is what you did wrong. So you kind of learn that, okay, this is what I did wrong, and I shouldn't do it again.
Oh, so it was not like the school subject.、Mm. 所以这边呢就不是什么学校的课程了，它是指的学到教训。那如果你想要给某人教训的话，你可以说 Let me teach him or her a lesson、
mm, I think my mom used to say that to me when I was younger Or I find myself saying that to my students maybe、
uh-huh. Let me teach you a lesson You better be good
Yeah
Okay, so if you are like Augie who doesn't go to school and is taught at home You are homeschooled 也就是在家自学的、
mm-hmm. Alright, so let's see、what the story says Next it saysThis is going to change, though. Oh, okay.
这样的状况即将改变 So is he going to go to school?
Probably, because、mm-hmm. it seems like he might be going to school now.
Yeah.
The story says, Augie is starting the fifth grade、at Beecher Prep.、Mm. So he is going back to school. Because、yeah. remember, we just learned that he's been...、taught all his lessons at home.、Mm-hmm. He was homeschooled.、
Yeah.
Now he's going to regular school like the rest of us.、
Mm. Augie 呢即将到 Beecher Prep 这间学校开始他五年级的生活。
Wow, I wonder what it's going to be like for him. But before we find out, let's take a look at our word power word grade. It's spelled G-R-A-D-E, grade.Grade here is a noun, and it means a level of study completed by a student 1 year at a time. Now, we all start from kindergarten, and once we finish kindergarten, we move on to the next grade, which is the first grade. Now, every year when you pass the first grade, you move up onto a higher grade. So after the first grade, you go to the second grade, third grade, and so on.Usually, there are 12 grades、that you have to go through in your whole lifetime. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, This year, I'm going into the third grade at school. This year, I'm going into the third grade at school.
Grade 是年级的意思。例句说呢，今年我在学校就要升上三年级了。当我们要询问人家几年级的时候呢，我们可以说 Which grade are you in?、
Mm-hmm.
那回答的时候特别注意哦，要用序数。什么是序数？就是排序的数。如果是一年级，你会说 I'm in the first grade。或者是你可以讲 I'm a first grader, 我是一年级生。Grader 这个字就是年级生的意思。那第一我们说是 first, 第二 second, 第三 third, 这些序数同学们不要忘记了。
Don't say the wrong thing, one grade, two, no,、mm. that's not the right way. Alright, so I wonder what it's going to be like for him going from home, being homeschooled to going to a regular school. I think it must be very difficult.
So you think it's going to be more difficult?
I think so, becauseI think when you start out as in kindergarten、mm-hmm. or in the first grade,、
yeah.
you already make friends,、
mm-hmm.
you already know how to talk to other kids.、
Yeah.
So I think it might be hard for him to make friends, actually.
Because this means his first time to interact、yeah. with other kids.
That's right.
第一次跟其他的同学相处,这样会不会对他造成一些困扰呢?Let's read on.
Let's see. It says, he is nervous about going to school with other kids. Yeah, definitely. Because、mm. remember, again, he spent most of his time at home. Now he has to meet new friends and new kids. He must feel nervous for sure.
Yes. Augie 对于要跟大家一起上学自己呢是有一些紧张的。
Yeah, I remember what it's like going on to the first day of school or going to a new school. You definitely feel nervous. So、
yeah.
I kind of can understand what、mm-hmm. he's feeling. Let's see what happens to him in the article. It says, on Augie's first day, the school director, Mr. Tushman, welcomes him. Okay, well, he already has someone very friendly.、
Mm-hmm.
We have Mr. Tushman. He is the school director. Now, what is a director? It's basically a person who manages a group of people.、
Yep.
So、you can have a choir director. A choir is, you know, the singing, the song.
合唱团
Yeah. Okay, this is kind of sad, but then a funeral director.
Mm-hmm. What is a funeral?
A funeral.That's right.
Yeah.
And then we have a film director, which is something we hear more often.
Like a movie director.
That's right. So, Mr. Tushman is a school director. He's basically the person who kind of manages and looks the school. So, kind of like a principal.
Okay. 所以上学的第一天呢，学校校长 Mr. Tushman 欢迎他到这间学校来。 A school director, 学校校长。那 director 这个字本身呢，它是有校长啦、主任或是管理者的意思。那我们刚刚有提到的，大家比较常听到的是 a movie director or a film director, 就是所谓的电影导演。
Mm-hmm. All right, so what does Mr. Tushman do? He says he introduces Augie to three other kids, Jack, Julian, and Charlotte.
Okay. Oh, so he basically was trying to help the new kid, Augie.
Yeah.
Right? So Mr. Tushman 介绍 Augie 给其他三位孩子认识，分别是 Jack, Julian, and Charlotte.
So I definitely think that makes it a lot easier for Augie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see how the other kids react to him.
Yeah.
So the story says, Julian gives Augie a dirty look.
Oh. What does that mean?
Okay, it's not very nice because when you give somebody a dirty look, it means it's a look you give to someone when you don't like them, mm-hmm. or you're very disappointed in them, you're angry at them. So it's kind of like, oh, I don't really like that person.
Oh, yeah. So Julian doesn't like Augie.
Yeah, maybe Julian is kind of like, oh, who are you? Like, I don't want to be friends with you. We also have something calledroll your eyes, right?
What does that mean?
We do this a lot.
Roll your eyes?
It means like this. But it's an action we do, but it also means a look you give to someone when you're very annoyed or when you're angry at someone. So these two things are not very nice actions.
Right. 所以我们文章用到的 to give somebody a dirty look. 看到字面 dirty, 脏的 look, 表情眼神你就知道这是一个不是很好的事情。所以呢它代表的是用愤怒厌恶的眼光去看别人。那如果是像刚 Tiffany 老师说的 to roll one's eyes, 那就是我们很常做的翻白眼。I always roll my eyes.
Me too. I think I do it too often. My eyes might start going back into the back of my head.
直接翻到后脑上去了。
That's right.
Okay, so Julian is not nice to Augie. That's what we know now.
Right now we know that, okay, not many people, well, Julian for one is not very nice. Let's see if the other kids are nice to him.
He
says, luckily, Jack and Charlotte are friendlier.
Ooh,
okay, good.
幸运的是 luckily, Jack 跟 Charlotte, 也就是另外两位同学他是比较友善的。
And that's what friendly means. But let's take a look at this word first. Friendly, it's F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, friendly.When you're friendly, it means you act like your friend, and you're very caring, you're very nice, and you're very helpful. Now, we can add I-E-R to the end of the sentence, to the end of the word when we compare adjectives. So, for example, the neighbors here are friendlier than our old neighbor. So we take out the Y and add I-E-R. And of course, you can use I-E-S-T to show the most of something. So, my brother is the friendliest person.Okay, that means out of everyone we know that his brother is the most friendly. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot. George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot.
Friendly 这个形容词呢是友善的。那这个字呢其实很简单就可以把它拼出来哦。我们只要把前半段的 friend, 朋友这个字搞定后面再加上 ly 就可以变成 friendly。那例句说到呢 George 对他全班的同学都很友善所以大家都很喜欢他。那我们文章里头呢用到的是一个形容词的比较级 friendlier。如果这个形容词的字尾呢是 y 结尾的记得比较级的时候你要把 y 去掉加上 ier 变成 friendlier 那如果是最高级的时候呢你必须要把 y 去掉加上 iest friendlist 那同样的还有 y 结尾的形容词同学们有想到哪些呢例如 easy
Oh, that's easy
easier the easiest Well, I'm sad that Julian is not friendly to Augie.
I know, me too. But before we learn more about the story, let's first take a look at our magic box, and we'll be right back for our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello, this is Magic Box, and I'm Winnie.
I'm giving Julian a dirty look. This is a dirty look. 不是看起来很脏哦，而是怒目怒视。所以 give somebody a dirty look 呢，就是瞪着某人看，而且通常带着一点不认同、不满意的意味。文章说啊，因为这个 Augie 长得跟一般人不一样， Julian 不想跟他做朋友， so he gives Augie a dirty look. 瞪着某人呢，通常我们也可以用另外一个字 stare at somebody. 不过这个字呢，有带有不一样的情境啦，比如说 the little girl stared at the magician as he turned a hat into a rabbit. 看到这个魔术师把帽子变成一只兔子，小女孩看得目瞪口呆。如果像 Julian 呢，还带有一点不舒服、不高兴的话呢，我们可以在 stare 后面加上一个副词。For example, the mom stared at both of her sons angrily because they were hitting each other. 妈妈很生气地瞪着两个儿子。不过没事，不要乱瞪别人啦。Don't stare at people. 当然呢，也不要像 Julian 一样 give people a dirty look. 每个人都是很独特的啦，可能小孩子看到跟自己长得不一样的，会不知道如何反应。不过我们都是见多识广，老大不小的人了。So always be nice to people around you. Before we go, let's take a little quiz. 今天的复习很简单啦。如果别人很没来由的生气的瞪着你，包括你的父母，你可以怎么说呢？I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you giving me? 跟 look 和 dirty 有关系，大家记得整句片语怎么说吗？ Stick around and check the answer right afterwards.
The answer is, why are you giving me a dirty look? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so it's our review time. Mm-hmm. And we are going to play, not really a game, but we're trying to fill in the blank. So, we will give sentences and you can guess along with us. Mm. All right. So are you ready? The first sentence is, for the next school year, I will be in the third. Oh, this one's pretty easy.
学校的下一年我就要变成了 third, 第三个什么呢 ?Great, 第三个年级、
right.
也就是要升三年级的意思。
Mm-hmm.
This one is easy.
Okay, let's see.
What about this one? Jill is so blank because she is so nice to everyone.
Oh, okay, so I know that Jill is a very nice person. Mm-hmm. It must mean that she's very caring.
Yeah.
So I would say Jill is very friendly.
Right.
She acts like a friend.
Yes, Jill's 非常友善，她像朋友一样。Good.
All right, so the next one.、
Mm-hmm.
Karen has French、mm? every Thursday after school.、
Oh. French?、Mm?
French?、Mm?
French lessons.
French, yeah.
法文课程。
That's right. And the last one, I'm ready.
Jerry has a blank job.And works every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so it happens at a regular time.
Yes.
I would say
You just said the word.
Oh my gosh. It came off of my head. Regular.
So、okay. Jerry has a regular job and works every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, so we want to find out what happens next, but that is all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to check out day two. That's all that we have time for now. Bye.
Bye.
Wonder.
August Augie Pullman is not a regular kid. He has a medical condition. Because of this, he looks different from everyone else. His ears are very small, and the sides of his eyes point down. Augie doesn't go to regular school. His mom teaches himall of his lessons at home. This is going to change, though. Augie is starting the fifth grade at Beecher Prep. He is nervous about going to school with other kids. On Augie's first day, the school director, Mr. Tushman, welcomes him. He introduces Augie to three other kids, Jack, Jillian, and Charlotte. Jillian gives Augie a dirty look. Luckily, Jack and Charlotte are friendlier.
Regular, regular. Today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday. Today is a regular day at school. It's not a holiday. Lesson, lesson. In today's history lesson, we learned about the Hundred Years' War. In today's history lesson, we learned about the Hundred Years' War. Grade, grade. This year, I'm going into the third grade at school. This year, I'm going into the third grade at school. Friendly, friendly. George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot. George is friendly to all of his classmates, so they like him a lot.